He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hey, hello everyone, it's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We are coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. We are on show 345. If you are new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. If you're old to the Gadget Professor, welcome back. As you know, we are definitely gearing up for the National Association of Broadcasters conference. That is definitely coming up in April, very shortly, April 9th through April 12th, and the National Association of Broadcasters show is no question, it's the biggest show of the year. And essentially what's going to happen there is everybody who's anybody, radio, TV, streaming, film, mobile, is going to be at this show. And basically we're going to find out what new equipment is coming down, what's new for the Roku boxes, all streaming boxes, television sets, 4K, 6K, 8K, whatever the case may be. We are definitely going to see all that at NAB and probably a heck of a lot more. I am going to be there from the April 9th through April 12th broadcasting live, no question about that. And I will have a new interview every 15 minutes, and you can actually tune in to the live broadcast. We're going to be going, I believe, 24/7. I know I will be broadcasting 6 to 8 hours a day, and that's a lot, a very hefty schedule, but that's good. So you can actually tune in right on our Gadget Professor page, and that's thegadgetprofessor.com. We'll actually be streaming everything live right on this webpage. Also, if you want, you can go to our Facebook page, and that will be there. And also, there's a lot of news coming out. If you just Google The Gadget Professor and NAB 2018, you'll see that our folks at LiveView that we're teaming up with for NAB are doing some great coverage on this. And we'll have a lot more about this great broadcast and great show coming up probably next week for sure, because I think the show's what, only 2 weeks away. So we're very excited about that, and hopefully you'll be able to tune and watch some of the action. We have a great show for you today. Actually, today I'm going to show you a very cool gadget. It's something that's quite common, and let's take a look at this on camera two. This is, as you might guess, this is the Roku streaming stick. It's the 4K streaming stick, and it's a pretty versatile device, a very popular gadget. Let's take a look at the webpage for starters here. Obviously, people are familiar with Roku, or should be. In my opinion, it's the best, hands down, the best streaming stick out there, barring anybody. And they have a variety of different configurations. I recently picked up this Roku stick, and it looks pretty cool. And let's see here. You can get these pretty much anywhere, and they do discount them. But right now we are looking at this Roku streaming stick, which would be, it's the 4K stick. So that's going to be this one right here. As you can see, it's HDMI. And let's take a look at the live stick per se. So this is it. And this is what comes in the box. It's called the Roku Streaming Stick Plus, if you will, the Streaming Stick Plus. And they've redesigned it. If you haven't seen this in a while, this is the actual stick. This is what it looks like. And there's only one way this is going to go into your monitor or your TV set, and that is through the HDMI connector, which is very nicely put right there. Other things you need to know: on the side of this stick, this is where it's going to receive power. And it does come with a couple different configurations to supply power with this. You must have power in addition to an HDMI connection. You can get this power through two ways. One way is it comes in the box with a charger, nothing unusual about this. It does have the connecting cable, and this is actually a Wi-Fi antenna, which is nice. It does a great job. But the way this will work is you're actually going to plug this in right here to the side, like so. And that's what that's going to look like. Now, this other end needs to go either into a USB port, which is on the back of your TV set, hopefully, and that will supply this with the voltage that it needs to operate, or you're going to plug this electrical socket, this electrical plug, and plug this into the back of it like so. As you can see, the cord isn't that long at all. So they give you a very nice, probably 2 feet extender cord, which basically allows you to have a USB extension. And that's pretty self-explanatory. This is going to plug in like so. And then the back side of this will now plug into this. And there you go. So now you have an extra long cord, and you actually could plug this right into any outlet that's handy. So that's how you're going to supply power to it. And you also get a very handy dandy, really nice remote control. I hate these little stickers on the bottom. I don't know why they do that. Maybe so you could recognize it before you see any of the other remotes. But one thing that's nice about this particular model is that it has a voice function, and we're going to test that out. That's what I'm really curious about today. Is it going to work on the voice function, which is actually right here? You can see this little microphone, and you can search for movies right on this by pushing this microphone button. I'm always curious to see if it works. We're going to find out. So it comes with batteries. The batteries go in the back here. Pretty simple. One thing that hopefully you'll notice is there's some plastic right here that basically protects the sensor, and you want to pull that off like so before you use the remote. Again, the batteries are going to slip right in the back here. Pretty self-explanatory. Also, in the package, what you're going to get is a certificate, if you will, or a pass. I don't know what you're going to call it, but you're going to get a pass to Fandango, which is easy to use, of course. You just put in your code, and then you're also, at least in mine, I got a pass, if you will, to a CBS All Access. This comes free in pretty much every box. You get 2 months free, so that's kind of nice. You're also going to get a wonderful, simple instruction sheet, which is right here, and it is real simple. It's probably one of the easiest appliances to hook up to your TV that there is. So if you are running Roku, you pretty much know how to use it. If you're not, it's really simple. Why would you want the Roku box? Well, this is going to get you thousands and thousands of free channels. In addition, it's one box, if you will, or one stick, however you want to look at it, that's going to allow you to use your Netflix, your Prime Video on Amazon, and pretty much every subscription service, Hulu, Vudu, everything that's out there is accessible from the stick. So what you're going to do is put in your username and passwords to like Hulu or whatever it is you're subscribing to, Netflix, Hallmark, and this is the only thing that you need. Now, what I like about the stick is you can just put it in your pocket. So if you're traveling, and most of the TV sets today in most of the hotels, you can just plug this stick in the back of it. And if you have internet, you're in business, because this works wirelessly. You cannot plug this in through an Ethernet cable. There's nowhere to do it, so it works very well on wireless. If you don't have wireless in your hotel room or where you're traveling, if you have a phone, then maybe you can just pair this up, make a hotspot out of your phone, whatever brand you have, and this will pick that up. So essentially, it's the normal setup. You're going to put this in, lock it into the Wi-Fi, very simple, and away you go. Now, as I mentioned earlier, this particular device comes with a remote that allows you to search, a microphone, a little button here that you're going to click, and let's take another peek at that. So that's going to be right here, and here's the microphone button right there. So we're going to actually test this out today, and I want to see, and I've always wondered if this search really works. So what you're going to be able to do, supposedly, is pick an actor or a movie or whatever the reference is, hold this microphone button down and say, find the movie. And then wherever it is on the internet, whether it's with Netflix or Vudu or Hulu, this is going to give you a menu for that particular actor, and it will find the movie. So let's take a look at this and see if it works. What I'm going to do is hook this up into the back of the monitor here that's right over here that you're looking at there, and we'll take a close-up of the screen, and we'll put it on, and we'll see if it works. I've always wondered if the microphone search feature works or if it's iffy, so let's take a look at that right now. All right, so what I've done now is I've actually hooked the Roku stick The HDMI stick is in the back of this monitor that we have here. And right now, as you can see, you can go through the channels. We have, you know, your Netflix, and pretty much you can load whatever it is that you want on that. You also have, you know, you're able to do the update, and pretty much everything that you need to do is able to be done on this using the stick. And the menus are nice and clear, and that's one of the things I really like. So I'm going to go to I'm going to go back to home, and I'm just going to leave it on the home button. That's going to show all your things that you've loaded. There's a million free channels. You just got to go on their menu and pick off the channels that you want. A lot of great old-time movies, and I could spend 5 hours just talking about the content that's on the Roku. But right now, I just want to see if the search function runs. So I'm gonna search on, I think, Frank Sinatra. Why? Because he's not alive. He only made, I don't know, maybe 10, 20 movies. Certainly a well-known singer, but it's kind of an obscure old-time singer actor. Let's just see what happens. I don't know. I haven't tried it. So I'm going to hold down on the microphone button here that we talked about before, and we're going to press it. Let's see what happens. Frank Sinatra. All right, it's thinking about it. And it says, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Okay, let's try it again. Frank Sinatra. Ah, it liked it that time better. So now, as I look at this screen, as you can see here, I get a picture of the guy. But also, I see Frank Sinatra. Pretty much tells you everything that's there. So None But the Brave, I don't know where it's at, so I'm going to just click OK. And there it is. There's the three places. Actually, there's a bunch of places. I could rent it off Amazon. It's on Vudu for $2.99, and so on and so forth. So, you know, it definitely does work with regards to that. Let's try another one. Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, that popped right up instantly. Not that Frank Sinatra didn't. But again, I can just say, like, Wolves of Wall Street. So I'm interested in seeing who carries that movie. So I'm going to click OK. And once again, I see all the places that it's available. Now, keep in mind, this says you can rent it on Amazon. Perhaps it's available on Amazon Prime. But at least it shows you the names of the movies, and also pretty much how much it's going to cost if you want to rent it, what the services that you could rent it from. And to me, the really cool thing is that it shows you what's available, and it does it pretty instant, and I don't have to type in anything on the stick. So that is a very, very cool feature. I definitely like that. So as you can see, it works actually quite well. One other thing I think I'll mention is that, you know, people have wondered how you know if the power's on or off. Well, there is an indicator light here. Let's take a look on camera two, and it's actually right here. I think you can see that right there. That's going to light up white when this is functioning properly. If this shows red, then something is wrong. But you'd have to look, obviously, on the back of the TV to see this. The other thing that on occasion I've heard this question is, you know, what if you don't want to plug this directly into the TV set? Can you use an HDMI extender cord? And the answer is yes, within reason. You know, I don't know why you would want that, but sometimes you get into configurations where it plugs in sideways or vertically or whatever, depending upon the type of TV. So if you want to buy an HDMI extender cable, that would work with this. But again, it's so handy to me. You just put this in the pocket and away you go. So that's pretty nice. The other thing that they do, which I think is nice, and I have not had to use it, is on the side here, there's a nice reset button, opposed to the old way that you used to have to put a pin or a paper clip in a little hole. This is the reset button here. And as I said, I haven't used it yet, but on occasion, this will go haywire. This one has not yet, but it's a good way, if you will, to reset it if you have to do that. So I like these a lot. Let's take a look here and see what they cost. If you go on to Amazon, they sell for $67.30. At least that's what they're selling for right now. And I have to tell you, if anything is ever on sale or you can ever get a deal, this is definitely it. These sticks are, and all the Roku products frequently are on sale. So if it's not on sale today, it will be on sale. You can find these things even in Best Buy run sales. So $67.30 on Prime is probably not the best price. So shop around, and if you don't see something, wait a week or two, and these will go on sale. That I can promise you. That's always been the case. Let's take a look at some news of the day. I think that will be pretty interesting. And here we go. I love this. San Francisco startup 3D printer company prints an entire house. Yeah, that's right. The entire house in 24 hours. This is awesome. It's one of those tiny houses, but San Francisco-based based startup company APIS called Apis Core built the whole house in a Russian town in 24 hours. It didn't expect it didn't repair an existing home or use prefabricated parts to make this happen. The secret lies in 3D printing. You can read this article, and I guess there are several companies right now that are going to be doing this. So what a cool thing that you actually can print an entire house out. And I think this is just the typical tip of the iceberg. This is a 400 square foot home. Not that it's real big, but you know, you got to start somewhere. And this might be a cool place to start, I got to tell you. Something I like about the 3D printers is that the technology is so new, and it's just in its infancy, if you will. They several years ago actually were able to print the human ear out, which I thought was fantastic. Since then, there are a lot of other body parts that they're going to be able to print out, and it's really a blessing, if you will. And I think we have a long way to go before we see the real fruits. Right now, they're making houses, they're making you know, human parts, and who knows where this is going to end up. So I think it's going to be you know, really cool. So definitely keep an eye on that. Now, you may have seen, but let's just pop this up here. We're going to go to an app that is available really for the PC. And this is called Remote Access. This actually is available for the PC and for the Mac. And they do have a free version of this for one person to use it. But what this will allow you to do is from anywhere on your Mac or your PC or laptop to access your home computer or some other computer. And they have a variety of different programs, but you're able to connect, stay connected to your home or office computer without actually commuting. Access your PC or your Mac from any device, anywhere, at any time. Effortlessly control and manage your files, transfer data, print documents remotely, even from map drive. So that's kind of neat. And it says here they start at $695 for 10 computers. So if you want one-on-one, here's your free version right here. Unlimited remote access, platform independent, and always on remote access. That is very nice. If you want to pay for the service, they have other levels, if you will. If you want to transfer files back and forth, they're going to charge you $6.95, and that's for the whole year, for the first year. So it's pretty reasonable in terms of price, and I don't think that you can complain about $6.95 a year to get their mid-range package, which does a lot. So definitely check that out. Now, here's a piece of software, and it's free. And what this is it's a live operating stick that you can put on a PC or a portable hard drive. And this is quite clever. It's called Tails. And if you look at this, it's privacy for anyone, anywhere. Tails is a live operating system that you could start any computer from using a USB stick or even a DVD for that matter. It just doesn't matter. It aims at preserving your privacy and your anonymity, and it helps you to use the internet anonymously and circumvent censorship. All connections to the internet are forced to go through the Tor network, and if you know anything about the Tor network, that's T-O-R, that's about as private as you can get. It leaves absolutely no trace on the computer you're using, and that's it, period. This uses state-of-the-art cryptographic tools to prevent anybody from snooping or leaving any kind of Tail, if you will, or Trail. Henceforth, we call it Tail. So you can download this for free on any stick or any hard drive, you know, portable hard drive, or for that matter, you could burn it on a DVD. So if you're going somewhere, that allows you to put a stick in, some places don't even let you do that. But if you want to be totally anonymous and private, if you're doing some banking or whatever, this program makes a heck of a lot of sense, to be honest with you, and it's totally free. You can read all about it. It's called Tails, and again, it allows you to load the operating system directly onto your portable device. Now, speaking of security, this is a must-have if you have a PC. This is called Microsoft Baseline Security Analyzer. And what this will do is provide a streamlined method for you to look at and see if you have any security breaches or anything that's misconfigured for security on your Windows platform. This works really well, and it says it's IT for IT professionals. You can use this and not worry about it whatsoever, but it gives you that extra layer of confidence that your PC is actually safe. Now, a lot of people ask me, you know, what tools do I use? And I must answer this question a zillion times. It's still the same tools I've been using for years now on my PC. I use Zone Alarm, and here's a free edition of Zone Alarm, or the Firewall Zone Alarm. That's what I use. It's totally free. This is going to block unwanted traffic. It's invisible to hackers. You can control the programs that will access this. There are some programs that I use, particularly when I'm broadcasting, that I don't want anybody to have access to because I don't want them to hop on my computer and destroy my broadcast or get my data or anything. So this firewall won't let certain programs that I choose not to get in there. And it's going to guard your personal data. There's no reason on the planet, if you have a PC, an operating system, a Windows operating system, that you shouldn't use this. It's real simple to use. It has a lot of features. And this is my favorite program for firewalls, and it's free. So there's really no excuse for you not to take advantage of this. They also have a couple other programs that are free. They have an antivirus program here that's also free. Let's take a quick look at that. This is Zone Alarm free antivirus. And I got to tell you, a lot of these antivirus programs that are free do just as good a job as the ones you pay for. They all pretty much give you a more than reasonable shot at keeping people, cyber threats out of your computer. And here it is. Antivirus and spyware. We detect and remove viruses, spyware, Trojan horses, worms, bots, and other malicious threats. You can browse online with complete confidence that our software protects your PC from hackers. And again, it's free. And it does quite a few other things. I won't take up the time, but you can get automated backups at your convenience, restore your files and data, even in the event of loss, theft, accidental deletion, or disk failure. This is all free, so why spend a lot of money on these programs when this is a top-rated Zone Alarm? It's been around forever, made by Checkpoint, and they're going to give you the option to buy one free. If you want to buy a more robust product, they certainly have a lot of things. They have a new program here called Zone Alarm Anti-Ransom, and that's pretty cool. This is only $2 a month if you want that extra layer of protection. So these are all very reasonably priced. I have always liked the Zone Alarm products. I can't say enough about them, but definitely check that site out. I know you're going to like it. Now, a little bit before, we were talking about loading, you know, the Tails onto a stick. This is another kind of weird way around it, but I actually have used this several times, particularly when I'm at remote locations and I don't know what computer I'm on in terms of what the network is. So I'll use this Google Chrome Portable. This is totally free. Again, you can load this onto a stick, and away you go. Chrome is a fast, simple, and secure web browser. We all know that. This particular operating system is built for the modern web. Chrome is designed to make it fast in every possible way. It will be it's quick to start up from your desktop. It loads your web pages in a snap, or any web page that you want, and it runs complex web applications lightning fast. Chrome's browser is Windows. It's for Windows. It's streamlined, it's clean, and it's simple, yada, yada, yada. But here it is. This particular software is designed to keep you safer and more secure on the web with built-in malware and phishing protection. It automatically updates to make sure you have all the latest security fixes and more. So this is going to be a private browsing software for you. And I got to tell you, it's nice. It's the same thing when you're done using it and you unplug it from the computer. There's just no trace of what you've done. So you got to be very security conscious today because the malware and everything else is it's so prevalent that you need to take these types of precautions. And that's a good program to use it with. Now, here's another software program that I love to use when I'm either getting rid of a PC or I'm giving it away to an organization, a hospital, a church, whatever the case may be. And even if you're just getting rid of the hard drive, you always wonder, what should I use to wipe that software clean? Because as you know, you can erase software, but it doesn't take too much effort to recover that software or that data that you think you erased through normal channels. So what you want to do is you need to use a software tool that's designed to completely erase and eradicate any kind of data or software that was on that hard drive before you give that machine away or sell that machine. This is totally free. It's called Blank and Secure. This is a portable tool to securely delete all the data. That means everything that was on that hard drive. Secure deletion is possible with this program because it overwrites data with random numbers before deleting. And it actually tells you the type of standard that it uses, which gets very involved. But let's just say anything that you have on there that was sensitive information, this is one of the programs or the type of the program that you would use to completely wipe that. And that's the end of that. So totally free. It's called Block and Secure. I think you'll be very happy with this. Check it out. It's at software. It's a software Roke. And I'll have this in the show notes, and you shouldn't have a problem after that with it. Now, this next piece of software, as you all know, I love photography. If you want to check out the Gadget Professor's photography, you may want to go to our web Facebook page. And that's just, you know, Facebook, The Gadget Professor. I'd love you to check into that and hopefully like us. But this is a great, I mean, a great piece of photographic software. I give this 10 out of 10. Not well known, but what I like about this is it will work on your Mac, it will work on your PC, on your Linux, whatever you have. And this is an open source photography program and raw developer. If you know anything about photography, you shoot raw files, which is different than the JPEGs. If your camera allows you to shoot raw, you're going to get much more fidelity out of that photograph. This is equivalent to Photoshop, Lightroom types of technology are in this, and you will really like this. Also, they have a huge, huge community, so if you have any questions, you can go on to one of their community pages and ask the question, and they'll help you. But if you're looking to get a first high-quality class digital photography program that will allow you to see all your photos in a browser, type atmosphere, to modify, change, add, do layers, Darktable is definitely it. And I just can't say enough about this program. I just came across it a couple weeks ago, and I'm shocked by how versatile it is and how robust it is. Just going through the features that it has, you know, there's a photo, you can recolor the leaves of this, you can make it sharp, just all kinds of things, great for special effects. They have a split tone image, so if you want a sepia look, it really allows you to get highly creative with your photos, and it pretty much has every special effect that you can imagine, all for free. So you can't beat the price. There's no question about it. And again, that's called Darkable, and you'll definitely want to check that out. Well, I think that's going to about wrap it up for the Gadget Professor show today. Thank you very much for tuning in. And as I mentioned, the last few weeks, today will actually be the last day that I am going to be using the computer system here to record the videos. After I shut down, I'm removing the last remains of our studio here and putting in all new stuff. So it should be interesting, to say the least. Right now, I have things kind of wired, kind of not wired, and it's a little uncomfortable technically for me to keep an eye on all the buttons and switches. But I think we're going to have a real nice studio here when I get finished with it. So in any event, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everyone next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.